Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb
People Town.
Population you. Population Jesse.
Thank you.
Keith. Jesse Neal, Keith Kingbay from New Players joined a podcast that our buddy Dan Van Kirk. Dan Van Kirk is here, Jay.
Yo, Daniel, how are you? I'm sorry. I'm always thrilled.
That he has done, if you love the video games, if you love playing the video games, and specifically Ready Player One, am I right?
The best video game of all time. The Steven Spielberg movie based on the book.
Why is that really? Why is it the best player video game of all time?
Because it doesn't exist.
It's not a thing.
It's not a game. It's a thing.
And therefore, it can't be flawed.
Can we talk Fortnite for 12 hours?
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Your kid's playing it? Is that
Fortnite has taken away Jay's child.
Oh, has it?
It's the cult that stole my son.
Yeah.
Is he doing all the dances?
As far as cults go, that's a nice one.
Is he doing all the dances?
Is he doing all the dances?
I mean, there's a moment where you're like, fuck Fortnite, and then you're like, oh, but he's learning Napoleon Dynamite.
Exactly.
So I'm okay with it. It's great.
He knows all the dances,
and it's fun.
Meanwhile, we were at our cousin's place. I played Atari bowling.
Okay, nice.
And I was like, I could do this for hours.
Right.
I was like, this is. I know it's like old, and just the sound of the ball rolling down the thing. was fucking brilliant. I was like, it's so
simple. My kids like that. My kids like Atari bowling. It's pretty dope.
It's a great game.
It was the original first-person shooter.
Right? Shoot those pins. Kill them all.
Get those pins.
Well, the world has become a bit like a video game in that I feel like the world has become
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell the difference anymore.
Are you like saying to yourselves, like, hold on a second, Grand Theft Auto seems like a nicer place to live than where we're living right now?
I got screamed at outside by a guy as I was coming in. And I was like, I know that character. It's a good character.
Wait, shouldn't you be in a wife beater? I mean, shouldn't you be beating your wife?
I mean, terrifying man. Yeah. All jokes aside, nobody go outside the front door.
Exactly.
But everybody, a pretty good side mission.
Really good side mission.
I need you to take this box. You got 2 minutes to drop this box
off. It to the San Fernando Valley.
What happens if I win? You get stabbed! No. What happens if I lose?
Everybody wins!
Yeah. It's a win-win thing.
So the world is getting dumber, as we all agree, and I'm so happy that we can all sort of look at the video game that is life right now, and through the lens of our great fans who send us stories. We've got a gem of one for you guys, and that's why I'm so happy you're both here. Daniel, shall we dive in?
We should.
Let's do it.
This one was sent in by Kelby W. Davis at Kelby W. Davis. K-E-L-B-Y.
Thank you, Kelby.
It says Kingsport. Does anybody know where that is?
Kingsport?
No idea.
Could be Connecticut. Could be Maine.
Kingsport sounds like a video game. Kingsport.
It does.
Kingsport.
Yeah.
You just buy
Kingsport.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Kingsport.
Kingsport.
And you behead people.
Yeah. All monarchy.
A bizarre incident at a fast food restaurant.
Good start.
Yep.
Already.
Isn't every incident a...
How many times is a normal incident?
Outside of news articles, how many times do you hear someone say bizarre? That was bizarre.
And again, do we have to get into the debate of whether or not it's a restaurant? Let's
get into it, guys. If the furniture is nailed down to the ground, it is not a restaurant.
Person at the cash register presses a photo or like a giant key of what the thing looks like,
and that's what it is. It's not a restaurant.
This is my favorite Jeff Foxworthy bit.
If it's an open air kitchen that you can walk up to but not sit at,
it's not a restaurant.
A bizarre incident at a fast food restaurant has netted the arrest of an old woman.
Oh, boy.
Seems... You don't need to say that, though. Nude from the waist down.
Here we go.
As she reportedly...
curly fries.
Nude from the waist down. An old woman nude from the waist down as she reportedly fell through the ceiling and into the kitchen.
Awesome.
Twice. Let me go again. Let me go again. Let me try that. Let me go again. I didn't like the way
so
I came through.
So the first time they actually thought she left.
No, yeah. Well, you know, the old saying.
We're done with this woman falling through the ceiling. Guys, I mean, that's not going to happen again.
I love
fall
that.
Fall through the ceiling and land into a fry later. Shame on you. Fall through it twice. Shame on me.
Do you think when she hit the first time, she was like, I could do this better.
That's what I'm saying. She's like, guys, let me try it one more time.
I need one more.
Like, she hits it. She's like,
not just
it.
Because you guys are here, but she hit the reset button.
Like when you're playing video games with your friend and you die too fast, and you're like, let me just try one more time. Like, dude, it's my turn. It's my turn to fall through the ceiling with no pants on.
My hope is that she fell through with pants on. She's like, I could do this better. Yeah. And she fell through with no pants on. They're like, this time you get arrested for that.
Like, if she fell through, if that's what happened, okay, like, let's say that really happened, she definitely got up falling through the second time without pants and said, ta-da.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope to God
I hope
she did.
So. Oh, man. Or just beat that.
What?
No one's scoring you, what? Rachel.
Just getting carried away in cuffs going, you would have loved the third act. Yeah, you should not be arrested
there
early.
There was also some employee there that day who was like, I'm not going to quit. Just keep going. Like, don't worry about it. Whatever happens,
what's
just keep going.
Eyes down. Eyes down.
I would love to, I don't know if it ends up saying the place, but just look at this made the Yelp reviews. Well,
mm-hmm. Their fries were great, yeah. But the cons
were that the moon. Show ended early.
Yeah. Right?
A report.
But you know that's now going to be part of the manager yelling at the people. Jeff, get the fries on the fry ladder. Make sure the hamburgers are underneath the heat lamp. Watch out for the old vagina coming out of the room.
A report at the Kingsport Police Department states, Harley C. Morton, H-A-R-L-E-Y.
That's her name?
That is her name.
Stop.
I'm going to double down on Connecticut
C.
now.
Morton.
Harley C. Morton.
Of Granby Road.
This is the tale of Mrs. Morton.
Why do they need to tell the road she lives on for an incident that took place at a restaurant?
Well, in case you want to prove she's real, that's exactly where this happened.
I think you want to go by the house and make sure that there's a hole in her roof as well.
Right. That's how she enters every room.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
She is charged with criminal trespassing, vandalism, and disorderly conduct. However, records contain no possible explanation of why she was in the ceiling.
I'm sorry. Do you guys hear an old lady, an old pantsless lady in our ceiling? I'm hearing something. Is it, what is it, a squirrel? What is up there?
Oh, I love the idea of somebody being like, wait, before you finish this report, I got to tell you why. She said, no, we got everything we need. We're going away.
Yeah, records contain no possible explanation for why she was in the ceiling of the Tennessee, so we're in Tennessee.
Oh. Damn, way off. Way
off. Of the Tennessee Burger and Barbecue Joint Cookout on East Stone Drive.
Cookout also sounds like a video game. It was the next version of Burger Time.
Yes. It was Burger Time and Punch Out combined into
there,
one
there
game.
There you go.
Mike Tyson's Cookout.
Sounds more threatening than the actual game.
I know. He throws couches at you. You got to go.
An employee called police shortly before 10 p.m. He stated a female had partially fallen through a ceiling tile.
So only her partially. Bottom half.
Yeah. Partially. Oh, my God.
Then pushed herself back up and was, quote, running around overhead.
So a naked legs and genitals fell through the roof. And they're like, that's a naked person. But little did they know
it's
that
coming
was a half-clothed person.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's also, do you think I imagine a call of like, police officer, you know, what do you need? They're like, okay, she's running around, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. We got a woman running around up here.
It's I like, don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you.
I was going to say, have you heard the old, my favorite Phil Hendry, one of my favorite things is the triangulation thing that he does where, like, he does the voice in the background where it's like,
every 2 minutes he's just like, you son of a bitch.
And he plays it and he's talking to a woman who's like, there it is again.
He's doing it again.
Doing what again, ma'am?
You son of a bitch.
Man, there he goes again. He's doing it again. So I imagine that's what they're saying. She's running around.
She's doing it again.
Do you think once she pulled herself back up and just ran around, that they kept making food?
Yeah.
They have to.
I don't think they stopped at any point. I think that dude was flipping burgers as he was on the phone.
Yeah, he's just working through it.
Yeah.
Working through it. Yeah, she pulled herself back up and was, quote, running around overhead.
Does she think she's a ghost? I mean, like, she's got that sort of...
A responding officer didn't initially spot the suspect, but found broken support rails laying on the floor. I love how he's like, all right, let me figure out what we got here. Like, sir, I know what we have.
We saw the legs.
Hold on.
He's been watching too much Sherlock.
Support rails on the floor.
No.
Sherlock. Maybe someone came through the ceiling. Yeah, we know that, sir. Let's see. Found broken support was laying on the floor. An inspection outside led to the roof, where police found a wallet containing Morton's ID. Morton's ID is one of my favorite steakhouses.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It is.
I like to think she put it there for safekeeping. She's like, it's about to get weird. I'm just going to keep this on the roof.
Access into the building is believed to have been made at an air conditioning unit by removing a screen.
That's that easy.
That's that easy, guys. That's the same thing I thought.
It's that easy.
It shouldn't be that
this
easy.
Knowing that it's that easy, are we amazed this isn't happening all the time?
Right. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So I had rats in my basement. And I still do now.
Rats in my basement.
Humble brag.
It's the opposite of gold on the ceiling.
There's a rat in my basement. I'm doing Richard Simmons.
Of course.
I was doing the old, there's a rat in my basement. What am I going to do? All right. So I had to, these guys double screened. You know, you get the exterminator. They come and they double screen. Like
that seems like not a solution.
Double screen it. This one's not getting through there. She's like,
is it like a metal screen?
Yeah, it's like you can't get through. You can't cut through unless she's got screen cutters.
You mean teeth? You mean teeth?
That's so great that screen some cutters. Exterminator teeth. Is like, oh, they got through one grate? Well, let's see them do the exact same thing again.
Every time I have ice cream, my screen cutters hurt.
You mean your teeth? Those are your teeth, Harley.
Yeah. So anyway, access is believed she got into the building through an air conditioning unit by removing a screen. Mm-hmm. While the officer was still on the roof, the woman fell through a second ceiling tile in the kitchen.
Oh my god.
This time landing on the floor below. You start falling into a kitchen, that's dangerous.
Was he still like, all right, hold on, let me figure this out. I see more
broken support.
Yeah. He's up on the roof while this happened. Like, you wanna get down here? I'm processing clues. I found a wallet. Now what could you have found down there that's more impactful than the wallet?
Boom.
Her? While the officer was still on the roof, the woman fell through the second ceiling tile in the kitchen, mm-hmm. this time landing on the floor below. Police were able to cut her off as she entered the dining area. Imagine that. Coming bursting out of that
no
backwards
pants,
forward store.
A bunch of asbestos tiles all over you.
I'm trying to figure out what the t-shirt was, because it was without a doubt a t-shirt.
Who farted?
I was stupid. It was along that line.
Don't sass me.
Yeah.
Big Johnson, Coy Naked Volley.
Yeah. Itty bitty titty committee. That's definitely on there.
And it's free advertising. For sure,
really
it's on.
Oh, for sure. I hope it was just one of those. Anytime you go to like any tourist town where they sell shirts that just say the name of the town, it's just like Orlando. That's like all it said on her shirt was some sort of like.
I would love it if she.
It just said Knoxville, and then on the back, what opioid problem?
Custom made.
It's funny because you can do it with any town.
I just wish she was wearing a Life's Good t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's in every town, and you're just like,
every Michigan,
no fear.
Every Michigan dad's favorite shirt.
A no fear shirt.
And every color of those Life's Good, because you see them in airports a lot.
I hate that brand more than anything.
Every color is the name of the color followed by the words washed too many times. Like it's like if green was washed too many times. That's the color scheme of all Life's Good
shirts. Do you want a purple? Yeah, I'd love a purple. Do you want it washed 8,000 times? No, I don't. I want a true color.
I was just assuming the colors were the color and then, you know, like your dad likes.
No, 100%. 100%.
Jeez. Life's Good.
So while the officer was on the roof, she fell through, and then she ran into the dining area, which is when the officer realized she was unclothed from the waist down, which also may be when she realized she was unclothed.
How is he trying to get, is he like approaching her like a goose, like a loose goose with his arms out and stuff? Like, how is he trying to contain her?
I gotcha. You can't.
Ma'am, you are naked from the waist down. Who? You are. Whoa, ma'am. You.
Somebody find my pants. My wallet's in there. No, it's not. No, you're wrong again.
Wrong again.
Morton was transported to the Kingsport City Jail along with charges she incurred for Tuesday night's incident. She was additionally served with an outstanding felony warrant on the Sullivan County of Sullivan County for failure to appear. We're going to take a quick break, and when we do, we're going to play a round of Guess the AG.
Oh, stay with us.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back.
So this is what we know about her is she's been identified as an old lady.
Yes.
Old lady, old woman.
That's what
By
they
the way,
said.
Do you want to reset who we're with?
I will.
Keith King Bay and Jesse Neal.
Yes. Yes.
They have a great podcast.
I will read to you again. A bizarre incident at a city fast food restaurant has netted the arrest of an old woman nude from the waist down as she reportedly fell through the ceiling and into the kitchen twice.
So this is drugs old woman, right? Like 50 is very, very old.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's talk about old, but it's the, keep that in the hopper as we decide.
I mean, out in Florida, there's probably people who are like, you're 25? You made it?
So I feel like life expectancy in Florida is like the rest of the world at the turn of the 19th century.
Yeah, this is 1905 sure. Sierra Leone. It just happens to be the peninsula at the bottom of America.
A common cold could kill you in Pensacola.
Yeah, they thought the nick was now.
Yeah. Right.
What do you got, one of them coal miners' lungs?
Okay, so yeah, let's go over what do we know about her.
She is pantsless. She had the wherewithal to put the wallet on the roof.
I would also point out she had the strength to pull herself back up after falling through the first time.
She has a house, and that's important because she's not just a crazy person off the street.
It just says of Granby Road.
So could just be a plot of land. Just could be a plot.
I don't know.
Land.
Could be a lot of apartments.
Where do you see
with a wigwam on it?
That's where she stay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Trying to think if there's anything else you need to know about her. I think that's all we
have. I need to know
She has an ID.
But the strength to pull up is going to definitely mean that she's not over 70.
The wherewithal to get through, to crawl through an air conditioning vent.
So she's nimble enough to make it through.
To get onto the roof. Also, I just saw a story of a 91 or 94-year-old dude still doing backflips off his diving board into an empty pool.
Oh, cool. I saw a story about him.
Full. But yeah, I was like, that's crazy. That dude, an old dude like that doing backflips.
Rest in peace in 2 weeks.
I want this to be a new Nancy Myers movie. About this moment.
You know, I thought you were going to say, I want this to be Nancy Myers.
Because
she does a biopic about her life. Yeah. No, Nancy Myers movies are all about how the old woman,
the old guy, realizes
that he shouldn't be dating the young girl. He should get back together with her.
That's the cop.
I'm going to take my pants off and go through the thing. And then he realizes, you know
what?
She is
spontaneous. What did I do?
What was I thinking? I don't
She knows how to make a pie.
24-year-old hot body. All right. So,
Jesse and Keith, you are our guests, so you can go first or second, Tig. Tig would somewhere fall, I guess, second, and then there's third and fourth.
Which way you
want to
go?
I love the options. Yeah, Where do you want to guess?
Where do you guys want to go?
I'll jump in off the bat.
All right, go for
I'll
it.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say that this woman is 58 years old.
Is that what you were gonna say?
I was gonna say 57.
Were you?
57 in the tick
slot. I'm gonna take a 60 is too old to be climbing and like crawling through stuff. Yeah. I'd say close to 60, and for some reason, drugs 50 is like 90 years old.
Yeah.
So
that's
how I take it.
Yeah.
So upper 50, so 57.
Okay. So I just prices righted you pretty hard.
No, you didn't because it's
reverse.
No, it's just straight up close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. We don't worry about over under. Okay, Randy or Jay?
She's 68.
68 from Jason.
They said old woman. They would have said middle aged if she was in her 50s or 40s.
Okay.
Old lady, that's 68.
Okay. I will say that dropping from a ceiling twice, I've been told, adds 10 years to your physical appearance.
It's like the camera adds 10 pounds.
Exactly.
Yeah. The ceiling tile adds 10
years. Jay, what would you say if she wasn't, if they didn't say old? What would you guess?
If they didn't say old, I would have said she was like 41.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have said like 38.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, but a great grandmother.
Yeah. no matter what age she is. She
was born. Now we're making a judgment of how good of a grandmother she is. We're saying literally her kids have had kids that have had kids.
I would say this woman is 64.
64 years old.
So what are the ages we got? 68?
68, 64, 58, and 57.
Okay. All right, Tony's, get your answers
so
in right now.
So we clearly think old means not 70. So
no,
old,
not over 60. Yeah. It just wouldn't be possible to even survive that
if
fall.
She's 80, I'm going to walk out of here.
I'm going to get up like I just saw Up Close Magic at a mall. And start walking running around.
And if he wins, he's never going to leave. Yeah.
Never. I'm stuck here, guys. Got to call my family and be like, you don't have a daddy anymore.
Sorry.
It's a tough call. I've gotten it. All right.
Dan. Come on, Dan.
Let's go. Townies, get your answers in right now. Does anybody have anything they want to plug before we drop this?
Let's plug their podcast again. Yes. Guys, let people know kind of what it's about and how people can catch it. And it is really good. So we're going to recommend it to our people. But please
thank you so much.
Do what you do.
The podcast is New Player Has Joined. It's right here on Starburns Audio. Yep. And we talk to a guest every week about their favorite video game of all time and why they attach themselves to it emotionally and why they enjoyed it, the nostalgia they might have for it.
And we have tons of trivia and tons of games. Yep. We bring fun people on. We brought Ron Funches on, Amanda C. Deals. Nice. We've had Dan Van Kirk on to talk about Call of Duty.
Check the Van Kirk episode.
If you guys love Atari bowling, come talk to us about video games.
Yes,
I would love to because I literally just, our friend had like the old console.
Oh,
had, like,
dude.
The console and we were playing and I just loved it. I literally sat there and I was like, I could do this forever.
Yeah, we have people come on, they're like, old games used to play and they bring up stories, what it used to be like, all this sort of stuff.
We could go as far back as Oregon Trail.
Yes,
if we need to
yes.
go that
And please come talk to us
Or track
games.
And field on the old
it was
Apple
so
computer.
Hard.
You
had it was to, like, so yes. hard just mashing
you had to
the
hit
two buttons.
Olympic diving. I mean, that was all really fun. Anyway, but I mean, it is so much a part of like people choplifter. I mean, it's about everybody's
sortie. You tried to land on the people. That
Castle
was
Wolfenstein.
Castle Wolfenstein.
We could go
the original
Wolfenstein.
Castle Wolfenstein.
Remember a game called Commander Keen?
Yes.
I love Commander Keen. Pogo stick?
Yeah,
dude.
All right, so this is what the
already,
podcast
like, is. Okay, look at how much fun we're having. You guys, you have to check their podcast out. New Player Has Joined. You can catch it on Starburns or iTunes or wherever you get podcasts.
All right, Daniel.
So check that out. And
oh,
we should mention where.
Oh, a couple things. We will be in San Francisco.
Yeah, as part of Sketchfest, doing a live Dumb People Town at Cobb's Comedy Club. We've always done it the last few years. In the afternoon, which is great.
We'll get like 220, 250 people, which is awesome.
So much fun.
We're very excited to see if we can sell out Cobb's at a night for a nighttime show.
So late night Friday, 10:30. What do you got to do? It's going to be really fun. You're done with work. Come and watch us do a live Dumb People Town Hall meeting. Ron Funches will be our guest. You mentioned him before. He's amazing. And we just can't wait to do it there. So we'd love to sell that thing out. I would love 100%. To just have a bunch of you guys. Our San Francisco shows are always amazing. Every podcast is different if you do it live. So please come check that out. And
we have a stand-up show right before it.
That's right. We're going to do a stand-up show before it. We'll announce where that's going to be, but we'd love to see
All
it.
Right. All right. Ready for this?
How old is this lady?
All right, Townies. Hope you're
all
set.
And by the way, if Nancy Myers did it, pantsless in Tennessee. It's like sleepless in Seattle.
Harley C. Morton.
Okay.
Is.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
This
on,
is
on,
so
on.
Exciting.
Is I have so much money on this. Oh,
God. The tension.
26 years old.
No.
What?
Stop. Why they wrote old?
She has to look so old.
What? Like, is this somebody who writes for this newspaper being like, this old woman? Like,
just like some 17-year-old prospector?
This old, it's like calling it this old house.
I know.
Old roof.
I know. And when I got to the bottom, I was like, well, why
would
you write
call
old?
It old?
You know what?
I
know.
This reframes,
shame on this reporter.
This I reframes agree. Everything.
I'm glad you asked if
whoever
she didn't
said
write
57 old. Wins.
Yay! This God, you did Prices Right. You fucking did.
You did all of us. You beautifully did that. All right, there you go. That is the show. Check out their podcast. New Player Has Joined. Come see us in San Francisco Live or check out any live dates that we have at supersubscribers.com or danielvankirk.com.
That's true.
We love you guys. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.